Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The massive national transformation towards energy independence that America finally achieved in 2020, which would have shifted America First exceptionalism into overdrive, is being dismantled.
Well, I was introduced as the former governor of Michigan, but actually, I'm a scientist. You've got solar and wind opportunity all across the nation. In fact, if you look just at the upper northern states in the West, they could do geothermal. Or you could look at Texas and say, we could lead the nation in the solutions to smart grid. In the middle eastern states, which have access to forests and to agricultural waste, they might say, we're going to lead the nation in biofuels.
At the Department of Energy, we have the solutions to tackle our climate emergency.
This morning, the cyber attack on the nation's largest fuel pipeline, now leading to gas shortages as multiple states face dwindling supply.
So you still don't have the technical information you need to be able to be responsive and to provide support to critical infrastructure. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but that is not surprising given that it's, you know, they've only been working on the incident response since over the weekend, and it's fairly early. We have had historically good relationship with both Colonial as well as the cybersecurity firms that are working on their behalf.
Up until 2020, the United States had imported more petroleum than it had exported.
I've been in two gas lines already.
This morning?
This morning.
How long did you wait for the first
one? I've been in both lines over an hour. And I'm out of gas. Dead out.
Baby boomers and older generations remember the double whammy oil crisis of 1973 and 1979. It was a wake-up call that America's dependence on foreign oil meant our national security wasn't all it was cracked up to be, and that the bounty of American oil had to be tapped.
America is now the world's largest oil and gas producer. Which was unimaginable just a few short years ago.
Now the power is being turned off under the installed and illegitimate New World Order stooge Joe Biden.
I'm announcing my plan for clean energy revolution.
As the AAA said, prices were heading towards their highest level since 2014, and emergencies are declared in at least 18 states. But this time it isn't Saudi Arabia quadrupling the price of a barrel of oil due to support over the Yom Kippur War. This time it's a combination of intentional, horrible leadership.
Biden's decision to revoke a permit for Keystone XL will certainly be a topic of discussion. It marks the end of a saga spanning more than 12 years over the pipeline meant to carry Canadian crude to the United States.
Cyber attacks.
Russian cyber hackers are going to ruin our gasoline, our transportation, and our electricity grid. This is a terrible position for Biden to be in, and so far, he and his folks have said nothing.
Even with the turning on of the pipeline system, they still may feel a supply crunch.
And the United Nations Agenda 2030 with a motive bigger than Dallas.
It is the inventory and control plan. Inventory and control of all land, all water, all minerals, all plants, all animals, all construction, all means of production, all food, all energy, all information, and all human beings in the world.
And you think that American public is going to say, we don't want the drilling offshore anymore. If Americans say that, you are going to be accepting $6 to $8 per gallon at the gas pump as an alternate in the near future.
And this is the move to nationalize the oil companies that we're now going to see from this, and the head of the Department of Transportation 2 months ago saying, we are officially anti-car, and we're going to make you use buses and trains. So this is their dream.
In the year 2015, the world agreed on the ambitious, inclusive, and universal sustainable development goals, making a commitment to leave no one behind.
It is so decided.
As prices continue to skyrocket, the summer of 2021 is shaping up to potentially be a food, energy, and riotous hell on earth. John Bound reporting.
Let-
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, May 12th, the year is 2021. All hell is breaking loose. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We got some incredible guests coming up today. I'll tell you all about it when we launch the main transmission in 60 seconds.
Listeners have rightfully been complaining the last 6 months or so, saying, where are most of the best-selling products you have that we love? And my answer is the supply chain has broken down. I have to either reformulate or I have to lower the quality to get a lot of these. And so that's why we don't have a lot of products in. That's why InfoWars is in financial trouble, is because if we had the products, you would be buying it. We'd have the money. But so many of them have been sold out, just like you notice a lot of other items at the store aren't available because civilization is being artificially imploded. But finally, X2 is back in stock. The good halogen, deep earth crystal iodine, so essential in your body. It's really the missing link. It's 50% off. We got a big shipment of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when it gets ready to sell out, love to go back to near full price. Take advantage of this now. Stock up. And don't forget to take your X2, because I have a tendency to forget how great it is and not take it myself. But when I do, stamina, libido, energy, weight loss, it's incredible. It's essential. It's X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fortune tanto volerà, si dirà si posso servis, fortune amici volerà, su tra di prestetis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
My friends, we're going to have quite the broadcast today. I don't just have all the anecdotal evidence that they are carrying out a depopulation operation against humanity. I have the documents. I have all the proof. And in fact, right as I was going live here, I was scrambling over here for a particular document that is an original that is from the local hospital here in Austin. I've been authorized to show you all of this. A 45-year-old man, a coach in great health, took the vaccine, the Pfizer, and 5 days after he took it, he collapsed and had a stroke. And they say they don't know why that happened. So that is coming up on the transmission today. And guys, I actually had the copy of the Pfizer card here. And I don't know how in the ensuing craziness in here, before we went live, I lost it, but I did just find it again. And a large part of my problems are I am over-preparing for these shows for hours and hours and hours every day. And then I just get in here and I'm totally exhausted after I've already read all this. I mean, my God. I'm not complaining. I'm just getting to a point where I've got to have 10 minutes of meditation before I go on, because I'm frantically talking to people and doing things right up until the second I go live. It's not the crew's fault, but I'm just psychoanalyzing here. It's got to stop. I'm going to go to rebroadcast for a while, then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to reset. I'm going to start the official show, because I just need that focus like I had before the show started, where I'm really ready to cover this, because the magnitude of the information is just too incredible. It's too intense, and people have to really soak this in and understand it. We have an overhead shot, please. Let me just show listeners this. This is COVID-19 vaccination record card, and this is the coach that lives here in Austin, whose niece works here. She's a young lady in her early 20s, and he took the shot and got his medical records and had a stroke. He just recently had a physical before this happened and was in excellent bill of health, 45 years old. Here's his medical records right here. So we're going to be showing you all of that coming up at the start of the next hour. And you have to understand, I know other people in this office who've had family have strokes and heart attacks, but they don't want to come on air. And my grandmother got polio from the polio shot. They told her. And so that's why I get angry. That's why I get upset. And that's why I say things like I said yesterday that ended up all over the news. Headline, Alex Jones calls for Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci to be tried and put to death over the pandemic. Well, that's what would have happened to Joseph Mengele doing illegal experimentation. I mean, just because he got Hitler to sign off on it didn't mean it was okay. And I've got a top lawyer that wrote the U.S. biological weapons law that has the death penalty in it, and who was a former top U.N. war crimes prosecutor against Slobodan Milosevic and others. Joining us at the fourth hour, I'll be hosting Dr. Francis Boyle to give you his take on that. But I don't wish any violence against Bill Gates. Hanging out in Indian Springs, California right now. I don't wish any violence against Fauci, any of them. That would turn them into martyrs. I want criminal investigations. We have done all the investigating. We know the facts, and I want them brought to justice. I want them on trial. And if they're found not guilty, well, they can sue me for defamation then, and I'll be quite happy to face that. But that's not going to happen. We have their own project heads admitting that this was a weaponized virus, that they made it. We have them admitting they want to depopulate the earth. We have them trying to block people getting therapeutics. We have big tech they control censoring people, exposing what's happening. And you have Bill Gates saying he wants to depopulate the earth. And then you've got Fauci and Gates both invested in all the major vaccines that the U.S. has produced. And you've got Fauci famously saying Trump will be challenged in his first term by a pandemic. I mean, my God, it's all hiding in plain view. And you've just got to call out the emperor's new clothes. Let's do this. Let's air Greg Reese's report that I aired yesterday. It's so important. It should air again. Evidence of shedding and death from the vaccines. We're going to air that here in just a moment. And then we are going to come back, and I'm going to hit the main news, the pipeline, all the big guests we've got, everything that's happening today. It's all coming up straight ahead, but here is that Greg Reese report.
The official death numbers from 2020 are out for the United States, and only 5% of those labeled as COVID deaths actually died from COVID. Less than 19,000 people in the U.S. died from COVID-19 in 2020. Far less than those who die each year from the flu or cold. Another bald-faced big pharma fraud admitted to in their own fine print. They've gotten away with falsifying the numbers before to fake a swine flu pandemic and an influenza scare, both to sell billions of dollars worth of needless, dangerous vaccines to a dumbed-down, brainwashed public. Is it about eugenics? Yes. Eugenics 101 is to kill off the sick and elderly. Is it about money? Of course. In the U.S. alone, based on two shots per person, the vaccine manufacturers are making over $13 billion a year, paid for by taxpayer dollars. The manufacturers have no liability. They cannot be held accountable for any deaths or injury. They will only profit more by selling drugs to everyone that they've injured with their experimental vaccines. Is it a big experiment? Absolutely. And there is no shortage of suckers and fools. Millions are willingly lining up for the mystery injection, proudly boasting their compliance and ignorance for all the world to see on social media. But is it all voluntary? In recent years, Big Pharma has been pushing for vaccines to self-spread to non-vaccinated individuals. They claim to already have this technology and have discussed using it on the public covertly. One application considered was an anti-fertility vaccine that could be administered to human women without their knowledge.
A recent Pfizer study describes the potential for their COVID vaccine to cause adverse effects in pregnant women who come into close contact with recently vaccinated individuals. And we have seen thousands of women reporting abnormal menstrual cycles, miscarriages, and blood clots after coming into contact with the vaccinated. Former chief science officer for Pfizer said that he thinks vaccines will be used for mass depopulation. If this is being done to us deliberately, obviously we wouldn't be told. Bill Gates doesn't think you deserve to know what's in the vaccine.
There's been some speculation that the changing intellectual property rules and allowing these vaccines, as you say, the recipe for these vaccines to be shared would be helpful. And do you think that would be helpful?
No.
And the inserts are dubiously left blank on purpose. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Star Wars or Battlestar Galactica, but it's the Israeli Iron Dome shooting down rockets coming in out of the Gaza Strip. And a lot of listeners will ask me, why aren't you covering this more? Well, maybe a few dozen people have died, some buildings have been blown up, Palestinians, Arabs, and Jews killing each other has been going on for 3,000-4,000 years before they were even Muslims. It's been going on about 5,000 years total. You can read all about it in the Bible. You can read all about it in the Roman histories. You can read all about it in the New Testament. So to me, this is just an ongoing situation. You have billions of people being given experimental gene therapy shots, whether they're Palestinians or whether they're Germans or whether they're Jews or whether they're Americans. It's happening. And the Chinese and the Indians aren't taking the mRNA. Oh, no, they say it's not safe. But we're told to take it, and we're told we're bad if we don't submit to it, and we're told we need to be bullied and shunned into submission. And then everyone I talk to has friends and family that have died or had strokes or heart attacks right after they took the shot, including 25-year-old women, 45-year-old men. And I can read about 15-year-old young men dying, totally healthy after taking the shot, a heart attack. And then I can read the literature that Fauci funded in 2012, University of Texas Level 4 Bioweapons Lab, where they said, do not give coronavirus vaccines, COVID vaccines, it calls it COVID, in that family because it will cause heart attacks, it will cause blood clots, it will cause holes to be eaten in the lungs and the arteries. You can go read that report. And so see, people, oh, look, the Dome of the Rock, there's a fire. Oh, look, the Israelis bombed a building. Oh, look, the Muslims shot 100 rockets. And it looks like a fireworks display. There's some burning buildings, and it's some war, and I'm sad it's happening. But ancient tribal warfare is not even on the scale of the UN world government trying to forcibly inoculate us. And I have a local coach on in the second hour who just got his physical, 45 years old, got the second Moderna, second Pfizer, and it almost killed him, had a stroke. This is a real person. I have his medical records right here. And, of course, they say they don't know what caused it. So when a rattlesnake bites you, again, I don't know why my leg swole up and fell off. I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why Black Widow bit me on the hand and I got a big rot hole in my hand. Then you go to the doctor. We don't know if the Black Widow did that. They know it's the vaccine. But in many cases, the doctors are now saying, yes, this person's organs liquefied. This 36-year-old mother that worked in the hospital 2 days after she took the Pfizer second round. And it's exactly what happened in the rat studies and in the pig studies and in the guinea pig studies and in the pig studies. That's why they said, oh, we're not doing studies on animals. We're skipping right to humans. And I see this lie all over the news, all over Twitter, everywhere. It's the FDA has approved these shots as safe and effective. It did no such thing. The inserts are blank. It says there's no information. They won't say what's in it. It's a secret. But they told us some of it, and it creates an autoimmune response to the spike protein that just so happens to be in your heart and your lungs and your brain, and your body attacks it and you have a crippling heart attack or a stroke, or you die, and then it's just this background noise of all the increased strokes and heart attacks now in young people, and we just muddle on through life and just get used to it. This person's paralyzed. This person has an autoimmune response. This woman has tumors all over her breasts and all over her uterus, and they tell you, oh, the shots do create tumors, but doctors, if they just have the shot for 6 months, don't operate. Don't call it cancer for 6 months. And then they're going getting biopsies, and it's malignant. It's the type that kills you. It's not benign. And it's in the news. They're confirming it causes tumors in your breast and in your uterus, and it's giving men tumors in their stomachs. And they admit it and say, well, that's just a side effect. But doctors, that was the headline, CBS News a month ago. If you see the tumors, the CDC says, they're not a problem, just ignore them for 6 months after a shot. And then by then you're going to have the malignancy grow. And it'll be like, well, we don't know why the malignancy grew and spread to your lungs and spread to your bones and spread to your brain. I can walk through this building, and almost everyone that works here has family that works in a nursing home, or family that's a firefighter, or family that's got a mother or a father or a brother or an uncle who's either dead or had a heart attack or a stroke. But I've got one young lady here whose 45-year-old uncle is willing to come on the show. I can walk right into a room and bring you somebody in here whose child died from a vaccine, and they told him the vaccine killed him. And I can get on the phone and call one of the employees that's not here today and say to her, what happened to your 2-year-old when you were in the Army? And they gave him that round of shots, and they said the vaccine killed him. I can go anywhere I want and find you the death and the disease and the pain, and we're just supposed to sit here and take it from Bill Gates and Fauci, who ran the lab, produced the operation, set it all up, covered it up, and then own the big vaccine companies and are making incredible profits, all of its conflicts of interest. We've got it all, ladies and gentlemen. We've got it all. And it goes on and on and on and on. I mean, I had a stack yesterday of people that died just recently. A 9-year-old boy dies of blood clots 3 days after. A 62-year-old grandmother dies a week after. I mean, just every day, just stack, 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 stack. And that's just the ones you hear about. Then we open the phones up, and medical doctor calls and says, yeah, I service 4 nursing homes, and you know, they're losing about 10% of the people after they take the shot within 2 weeks. And that's, you know, way more than normal would be dying at these nursing homes, and it's all the same. They never get out of bed again. They have convulsions, or they have heart attacks or strokes. And now they've approved it for 12-year-olds. And next month, they're going to start with babies. They've already done the trials with babies, and a bunch of babies died. But they said, that's not related that the baby died. That's not connected to this in any way. So said CNN. All right, look, I'm going to control myself because I got a lot of news here. And we come back, I'm going to hit the pipeline shutdown and what's really behind it. And did you know, did everybody know that Biden shut down a third pipeline in the United States? I mean, he shut down Keystone with an order. And we know he's obviously behind the Colonial. It's all destabilization program, training you to have destabilization. I told you it was coming. Power outages, pipelines out. I told you a few months ago when they stole the election. I said, now look for power outages and pipelines being off. And you know, this is what's a plan. They're all over the world. I'll explain to you when we come back. But they shut another one down in Michigan. I'll tell you about that when we come back.
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Most banned network in the world.
Wednesday Live. The free world is under globalist attack. World War III has begun. It's globalist forces against free humanity, against diverse markets, against a human future. And
let me hit the news. Let me move as judiciously as I can, judiciously through all of it. And also open the phones up later in the third hour. Dr. Francis Boyle joining us in the fourth hour, completely vindicated in triplicate, in spades, in royal flush, with his analysis of the Wuhan lab and the bioweapon that was produced there and what has unfolded since then. And the fact that that is the handiwork of Fauci, Bill Gates, and the Rockefeller Foundation for their great reset, which they all pre-planned and their own minions on video bragged about creating. That really is the insanely important news. And the 23-minute emergency report, that is the featured video on Band.video, that is titled Smoking Gun. Fauci, project manager, confesses to creating COVID-19. And he says, we took the five viruses and put them together to make a vaccine. But you got to make the pathogen to then make the vaccine, and there it is. And then their cover story is that it was for a vaccine. You see the timing of the release, the power grab, all of it. And that's really my frustration is I don't say things to be shocking. Reality is shocking. And I try to shock people out of their complacency with the truth. Bill Gates, Fauci, Klaus Schwab, the UN, the Chi-Coms, move the gain of function, Chimera, COVID research from Chapel Hill, when it was exposed by our own academia as dangerous and evil, to Wuhan in 2015. They developed it. They prepared it. Fauci had already tested every level of it, where they knew that the vaccine would be more deadly than the virus itself and would attack your cardiovascular system and cause an autoimmune response, which is now happening. And years later, what Wolfgang Ludarg and Yi Don, the head of the Pfizer program, who had just retired, went public and said this is going to cause heart attacks and strokes. And they pointed at the studies, and that was in December, and now it's happening. But they know, like a bunch of lemmings going over the edge of a cliff or stampeding buffalo, once you get them running over a cliff, they just keep doing it. And I'm watching everybody run over the side of a cliff, and I'm watching them say on the news, oh, it doesn't even protect you once you've taken the vaccine. Oh, most of the people in the hospital with COVID have now had the vaccine. Oh, well, don't worry, a booster's coming. It's all a trap. So, of course, I said I believe that these war crimes have been committed by Fauci and Gates, and they talked about depopulating the earth. They've got long histories of corruption. Gates has been kicked out of 30-plus countries for giving people diseases, adding sterilants to tetanus shots, adding live polio to polio vaccines. That's even in Reuters. And India's banned the vaccines he's pushing. And China won't even take them. But they look at us and gaslight us and tell us, you need to take it. It's wonderful. And then they isolate the stories. And maybe you hear about 1 out of 1,000 that die, so we only see 50, 100 stories a day of people dying, but it's hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of times that. Everyone I know is at the park or at church or at the gym, and they hear people talking about, oh, my dad took it and died. We're not sure if that's what did it. Yeah, my brother took it. He had a stroke. It's everywhere. Like, if you're out in the desert and you don't see the wildlife drinking out of a pond and they're going out of their way, there's no tracks up to it, it's because it's poison. Well, if you see people dropping dead and getting sick everywhere, they take these shots, which they rush through, which they've been secretive, and people that want you to take them say they want you to die. They want world government. They want depopulation. My God, that's not even 2 plus 2 equals 4. That's just, it is. But let me hit the big news because it ties into all this. We sit here like useless carrion to the globals that they feed on when we don't research the facts. And we become useful idiots, as V.I. Lenin said, to his designs. We're mindless puppets. I didn't get up here over the weekend and say Joe Biden's the main suspect in the pipeline being shut down with ransomware because I just wanted to blame Biden with something. And when I say Biden, I mean the globalist group that controls the White House. They shut down the main pipeline, over 5,000 miles of it, out of Canada and the Midwest to Houston to refine the oil already in his first act after stealing the election. So the fact that then the pipeline that sends the refined gas out of Houston to the East Coast, it's logical that they're going to say that a cyber group did it, that hackers did it, and then that gives the globalists more cyber control, more power, more lockdowns, and more excuses to create a post-industrial world and to normalize us not having power and not having resources on a normal basis because they're involved in economic warfare against the West and are training us with giant homeless camps and fentanyl everywhere and trash all over the streets and all the rest of it to now have rolling blackouts in the summer, rolling blackouts in the winter. That's the program. That's the operation. So, this is a process of deindustrialization, like they've done in Venezuela, Cuba, and other areas. It's feudalism. It's making you poor. So, Biden says he's going to bankrupt fossil fuels. He's taking over. Biden says he's going to shut down the Keystone Pipeline and the coal plants and the coal mining, and he is. And then there's another article on Infowars.com, Dems move to deindustrialize U.S. by shutting down a third pipeline. That story's on Infowars.com. Here it is with the London Guardian saying how great it is. Michigan orders closure of pipeline in escalating dispute with Canada. The pipeline's been there for 67 years. It's been updated. It's been expanded. Never had an accident. But they say the Governor Whitmer, who does whatever she's told by the globalists, Gretchen Whitmer, that she's ordered it shut down and it will cause the same gas shortages now in the Midwest. This is strategic and it's to see what you'll put up with. And it just says Whitmer's just scared. She's just scared that it's going to bust a leak and hurt wildlife. And she goes on and she says right here, after the hacking we've seen, she's afraid hackers will hit it and make it flood. Now think of the insane logic of that. It isn't meant to make sense. It's like Biden came out and said, oh, the pipeline being shut down isn't causing shortages. It's people panic buying. Well, what do people do when they hear there's not going to be enough gas? What do people do when they see a big line? No, there's not enough gas. So they're systematically shutting everything off. And then we sit here when it's their policy, it's their deindustrialization plan, it's what they're doing. And then we wonder why they're doing it. It's all to create a summer of rage and civil unrest with the inflation that's taking place, to then blame the inflation and the collapse on race war, not on the globalist economic warfare, Great Reset takeover. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We got even more information for you.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The most important thing we can do is remember that God is in control, not the globalist, not Satan, and not let ourselves get really angry at ourselves and our family, because we're so angry at the globalist that that anger bleeds through. And I'm talking to myself when I give that advice. I have to really control myself and not get angry, because I know who the New World Order is. I know they're total predators. I know they're orchestrating almost all of this bad stuff, or making every crisis that happens as bad as they possibly can, because they're the managers over it who consolidate control and power. There have been major university white papers written on this. There's been intelligence agency heads that have quit and gone public around the world from different European countries. This is known, that globalism is crisis management. Always creating crises, always consolidating power, always trying to collapse society. Just like the globalists have done in the third world. What do you see in every James Bond movie? There's some evil corporate head who's really a mastermind running criminal organizations, who is manipulating to block water from getting to a major city so he can implode the city and then buy up the city for pennies on the dollar, or who's releasing biologicals to kill the crops to be able to cause a civil war, or who is, because that's what they really do. It was a high-level OSS MI6 officer that actually wrote the original James Bond books. And he wrote Moonraker back in the 50s, where a crazy world government guy wants to release bioweapons and kill everyone on Earth while they wait safe on a space station. Because he was around these megalomaniacs. And the way they were 60 years ago is the way they are today. And as soon as you start seeing Bill Gates as Goldfinger 2.0, as soon as you start seeing Klaus Schwab as Blofeld 2.0, and actually read their damn writings. In fact, in there in the conference room are three books by Klaus Schwab. I meant to show them on air, but somebody grab those for me, thanks. I just reread these things. I'd scanned over all three of them, but I made myself in the last week read these things again. And it's a criminal confession. And the argument of somebody like Schwab or Gates or Fauci is, hey, yeah, we admit all this. This is all out in the open. And if the public can't figure this out, then they deserve to have this basically happen to them. And that's what's going on. And so it's extremely, extremely frustrating at so many levels, just like this collar. He's popping out on my shirt and driving me crazy. Maybe I'll just take my sports jacket off. But that's where we are as a civilization, as a society. I mean, I'm not here making up what I think is going to happen and then it just happens. I'm watching them in slow motion tear humanity apart. I've had them offer me to join them. I've named names. I've risked my life because I believe in humanity and I don't want to see this happen. But I see all the paid trolls on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube out there spouting lies. Oh, it's safe. Oh, take it. Most of them are being paid a few thousand dollars to go out and do that. It's on record. They're paying hundreds of thousands of influencers around the world to tell everybody that you're evil and you're crazy if you don't take their vaccines. And then we sit here and we see the general public hearing from Biden that Russian hackers got into the pipeline and turned it off. And then, oh, even though now they paid the ransom, they can't get the pipeline going again. The globalists are testing how we'll respond. It was in the Texas document 5 days before the power went off on that Saturday, on that Valentine's Day. In February, I was here in Austin, and in comes the storm in the north. They estimate it's going to hit. They say we need to up power at our coal plants and our natural gas plants. And the Fed said, you're not given authorization tonight. They waited till the power grid started going down to then throw us a life raft. Why are the feds involved in controlling Texas power? It's not an independent grid. ERCOT was in control. And it's on record that they didn't turn the power back on. And what did I say? I said, I guarantee you, like Enron, they're going to charge billions of dollars extra a day that'll turn out to be a fraud. And then it came out exactly what I said, because they run the same scams over and over and over again. So they wouldn't let us turn our power up for the storm for more increased use. Let the power be off for almost 2 weeks total in some areas, a week almost everywhere. They shut up down the Keystone Pipeline. They say they're going to bankrupt the coal companies and mines. They're doing it. The prices explode. The country falls apart. No one wants to do business here, so China wins the trade war. Because America and the governors refuse to stay closed. Biden just turns the damn pipeline off. To the south, mainly. And now, that's not enough. Gretchen Whitmer says, I'm afraid hackers will hack the 67-year-old pipeline that's never had a problem that comes out of Canada into Michigan, supplying the Midwest, and she ordered it turned off 2 days ago. And the pipeline operator is refusing. And so now she's going to send the state police to sabotage it. And the news is saying, oh, yes, yes, turn the pipeline off, yes. That's the world we live in, of upside-down world. Michigan orders closure of pipeline in escalating dispute with Canada. And they say, because Whitmer's scared. Never had a problem. Operation 67 years. Whitmer's scared. They're going to turn it off. And she says you'll have the state police go in. I'm sure they'll do a great. How about like Waco? Maybe you just blow it up, huh? That'll teach those dirty Americans. They're turning your power off in your face. They destroy every blue city and state on purpose. They work for the Chi-Coms. America's not open for business. We're being shut down. It's all coming up. We have a man who had a stroke. He's 45. He's a coach. His niece works here. She's 20-something. I tried to get her on air. She said, how about you just talk to my uncle? He's on for a couple segments next hour. She can hear directly from somebody that took the Pfizer mRNA Frankenshot and what happened to him. And we've got his physical, everything he got earlier. He was total great health. Goes and does it because he should be around kids as a coach. And you see what happens. That's coming up. Separately, I'm extremely excited. When I say extremely excited, I'm extremely excited about this next announcement. When you're in a grocery store or you're at any major place that sells supplements, you see the end caps that have magnesium. And that's because magnesium is critical. It's essential in the body. It's all about your heart. It's all about your cardiovascular. It's all about your lungs. But it's about every cell in the body has to have it. And it's not something that makes you calm or you're tired. It makes you relaxed and confident. And when I forget to take magnesium, I really feel it. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I told the crew years ago I wanted this. And we finally have it. I worked with a top developer to do it. And it is Ionic Fizzy Magnesium Formula, fueled by the power of ionization. We take two types of magnesium. All the other competitors have one. We have an even better formula of it. And then it is basically electrified, ionized, for better absorption into the cells. We are extremely proud of InfoWars Live Fizzy Magnesium Orange Natural Flavored Mix. It's great for adults, great for children, great for everybody. You're going to be blown away by this. An estimated 75% of Americans do not meet the recommended amount of magnesium in their blood or intake. In addition, many people do not take true ionic magnesium for optimal absorption and delivery into individual cells. Magnesium is documented to help smoothly regulate the nervous system, repair RNA and DNA, convert food into energy, and so much more. That's why we created the new ionized fizzy magnesium drink mix with true ionic magnesium available right now for introductory pricing of $19.95. This is a really great deal at InfoWarsStore.com. Get a second canister for $14.95 with the first. It is known that magnesium is the most important cofactor in the body, regulating and controlling hundreds of pathways and functions in the body. Magnesium helps support a healthy heart, healthy muscles, healthy sleep, and healthy mood. You owe it to yourself to get the new Fizzy Magnesium Drink Mix with True Ionic Magnesium right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It tastes great. With an outstanding orange flavor that makes even more refreshing to ingest more water throughout the day. And when you buy an extra one, it's $14.95, not $19.95. Go read all the things it does. Help convert food to energy. Helps replace and repair RNA and DNA. It goes on and on.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.